right, welcome to episode 54 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Glad everybody could stop by this week, and hope it's going well. This week I am smoking the Diesel Uncut Toro 6.5 by 52. So let me take you on over to the Diesel Cigars website and give you the description. Uncut. Blended by the masterful hands of AJ Fernandez, Diesel Uncut is a beauty of a cigar that's 100% undiluted, 100% unapologetic, and 100% unmatched in its flavor and consistency. And the body is, the profile is full body. Wrappers, Pennsylvania broadleaf. Binder and filler, both Nicaraguan. Tasting notes, cedar, spice, chocolate, and nuts. And they suggest that it pairs perfectly with a stout, coffee, or a single malt scotch. And the vitolas are the Robusto 5.5 by 50, and the one I've got, the Toro 6.5 by 52. And this is an AJ Fernandez cigar, and just about everything AJ touches is just amazing. So this is a good one. I like the diesels always tend to be a little peppery and spicy, and I like that. So check these out, a Diesel cigar, the Diesel Uncut, blended by AJ Fernandez. So let's go ahead and get back into chapter 2 of Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. It's going to be a quick one this week, another short one like it was a couple of weeks ago. This section is just about a little over a half page long, so it'll go quickly. This section is entitled Arabia and Damascus. Paul tells his Galatian churches that after his conversion, he went away to Arabia and returned once more to Damascus, Galatians 1:17. This agrees with Acts that Paul's conversion happened somewhere near or within Damascus, Acts chapter 9, chapter 22, and chapter 26, and compare that with 2 Corinthians 11:31 to 32. Arabia probably refers to the ancient Nabatean kingdom founded in the 2nd century BC, with its capital as Petra. It was very close to Damascus, included a lot of the area that is today's Hashemite kingdom of Jordan, and, as Paul indicates later in Galatians, included the Sinai Peninsula. How long Paul spent in Arabia and what he actually did there is left to the historical imagination. We do have some clues, however. For instance, Josephus tells us that Moses went up into the mountain called Sinai, which lies between Egypt and Arabia, against Appian 2.25. And Paul mentions Arabia one more time in Galatians, saying, Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, Galatians 4.25. Is Paul giving us a clue to where he went during this time? To Mount Sinai? Did this earth-shattering news that the crucified man Jesus is alive lead Paul to the same mountain to which his heroes Moses and Elijah had fled during great crises in their lives? It seems likely, but not certain. One thing that is certain with a man like Paul is that he prayed. He prayed long and hard. As a learned Pharisee, Paul must have kept running his scripture-filled mind through the Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms, seeking to understand them in light of a crucified Messiah. Preeminent in his thoughts, one can imagine, was this question: how it was that a man cursed by God on a tree could be the Messiah, even Lord of the world? It is a bedrock fact that Paul went for some amount of time to Arabia during his 3 years at Damascus, but how long and what exactly he did there is left to the historical imagination. So this will close out this week's reading of this section of chapter 2 from Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. And I would urge you again to follow the link in the show notes to his website. Grab a copy of this book because, like I said before, there are charts, pictures, footnotes, all these things in the book that you can't see when you're just listening to me read it. So I'd highly recommend, if this interests you at all, to go to Dr. Bass's website and grab a copy of this book for yourself. And also check out the show notes for links to this week's cigar, of course, and groundworksministries.com for daily Bible studies and devotions, and the Burning Bush podcast merchandise store to pick up some items to help spread the word about the show. And hey, tell your friends. So until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.